Sach im Chefs Mishnah 8, ein Neusnin Kemach Lesoicha Charoisis or Lesoicha Chardal. One can't put flour into the Charoisis that you're going to dip the maror into, or into mustard, and the reason being because both the Charoisis and the mustard contain water. So if you put a bit of flour into it, the flour and the water is going to mix together and it's going to become chometz. Imnasan, and if a person does put a bit of flour into it, Yerchel Miyad, the first opinion, he has to eat it straight away before it has a chance to become chometz. He's got to quickly eat it up. The Rebbe Meir Eisa, but Rebbe Meir forbids, and the reason being that he holds that it, because it's in the mustard or the charoisis, it will ferment even more quickly than normal, and therefore you don't take any chances and you don't eat it at all. But he brings up here that the loch is not in accordance with Rebbe Meir. So if a person did put flour in, he would be able to eat it straight away, not give it any chance to turn into chometz. Next case, completely, Eime Vashlin is a Pesach, now talking about the Korban Pesach, the Pesach offering that they bought. It can't be cooked in liquid, Lobamashkin. It can't be cooked in any of the liquids. And when it says liquid over here, it's actually a technical term. It means one of the seven liquids that prepare something to become impure. What were those seven liquids? We're going to do it in Machshirin. Wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, or water. So it's including all of the liquids. But the Pesach offering can't be cooked in any liquids. Obviously, you're not going to cook it in like blood or something. But it's just, that's the technical term for those seven liquids. Veloba may paris, and also not in fruit juice. It has to be roasted. That's the bottom line. The Korban Pesach, when they were going to bring it, had to be roasted. But once it's been roasted, it could be basted, right? And also could be dipped. Once the meat had been roasted, it could be dipped in something, in a liquid. So only the cooking has to be roasted. May tashmisha shel nachtum yishafchu. The water used by the baker must be poured out mipneishen machmitzin, because it ferments. So the baker's water that he's using over there, he puts his hands in it in order to smooth the dough. So there's going to be, he's going to get obviously a flour on it, and it's going to become chometz over there. And we're going to have to pour that water out and get rid of that water.
Can I just ask about mustard? Is it